I was going to start off with a different story today, but I want to share with you one that I just heard, first time I'm saying it over. Somebody called me up, she's in ninth grade. She moved from a different state, she just moved to Lakewood, and she's trying to get into a school, and anybody knows, in the middle of ninth grade, trying to get into a school from out of town, and it wasn't simple. She found a school that wasn't really for her as much. She told me that she heard about learning the Chafetz Chaim. She told me she did it for 25 days. She told me today. And she was involved in fixing hairs in Chetel. And she met a secretary of one of the schools that she had applied that they didn't accept her. And the lady said, let me see if I can get you in. After 25 days, she told me, I just got into the school some time ago. And it's a miracle. She told me the chance of getting in was very almost impossible. She said, even getting schools, and I do get a lot of school, I get stories from this. But I want to really share you the main, this week, Baruch Hashem, last week, week and a half, I'm getting a lot of amazing stories, but I think this story was an open miracle. This story was told to me, I gave a group for ladies, I give Baruch Hashem, lately I'm giving a lot of groups. And somebody said the story in the end of the group, and then I called her up to get more details. I called her up yesterday again. She said to me, over 30 years ago, she said she was expecting her first child, and she told me that all of a sudden, she stopped having hearing on one ear. Mamish, the hearing stopped. She knew it was a problem. She knew what it was, and during the pregnancy, she didn't really find out exactly, but she had a baby. She had a child. Anyway, later on, she was expecting a second child. And she, during that time, around the time of the second child, she did a lot of research, something about the ear, and she found out she had a tumor on top of the ear. It wasn't in the brain, it was behind the lower, but it was close to the brain. The doctor said, she says, I went to two big doctors. Both doctors says you have to terminate the pregnancy, Rahman al-Islam, and you're not going to be able to have more children. And she didn't know what to do. No children. And you also need surgery right away. You can't play games. It's life and death, pikuach nefesh. Terminate the child, Rahman al-Islam, and chas v'shalom, whatever, you have to do the surgery, and no more children. She was broken. She told me at that time, the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva of Segel, which is all my stories, I'm up to now 585 stories, something like that, and she was alive. And she went to him. He was in Brooklyn. He used to live in England, Manchester, but he was at that time, he was in Brooklyn, and she went to him. She said, I didn't go with my husband. I went myself. I asked him, what should I do? So he said, you do not terminate the child. Baruch Hashem, have the baby. It's going to be okay. And she remembers that he told her that I'd never seen a person that learned it that didn't have Yeshua in my life. So she got the message. She got chizik from this. She continued the second child and get ready for the big shocker. She has Bli and her another seven kids. She says she never went back to the doctor. She says, Baruch Hashem, is 30 years. And she didn't check. She said, I didn't do an MRI. I didn't do anything. I mean, she trusted the big tzaddik, which is amazing. She went to a high level. And now, Baruch Hashem, her kids in Shidduchim. Her kids are in Shidduchim. It's amazing. This past Shabbos, it's very amazing. I have another amazing story, but it was on Shabbos. Now today is Tuesday. And this past Shabbos, it was a simcha, Baruch Hashem. It was actually my simcha, which one of my stories. Somebody came over to me, and he was looking around. He wanted to speak to me. He said, I have a story for you. But he took me on the side, and he actually looked around that nobody should hear the story. Not only that, I don't even know his name. And he told me, I can't say my name, nothing, but I said, I don't even know your name. He says, this is the story, amazing, amazing story. He told me about 20, 23, 25 years ago, he didn't have children for 5 years. 5 years, he had no children. And he told me, he says, him and his wife, they were trying to do what they could do. And there was a Tisha B'Av event. Now, everybody knows the Chofetz Chaim Heritage Foundation makes Tisha B'Av events many years. It's now probably 25, 30 years. Who knows how many years it is. At that time, in the event, Rabbi Waxman, Ephraim Waxman, spoke from Muncie. And at that event, he said, everybody should learn two halachas Chofetz Chaim. Two laws of Lashon Hara, everybody should learn. That's what he said. And she came home, he told me. She came home, and she was excited. Let's learn it tonight. Now, Tisha B'Av is B'Av, and he said to her, listen, in a little while is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah starts the new machzor. It's called this calendar, which the Manshe Shiva said the calendar, he wanted the calendar to be put in his grave, which it was. He said, that's my passport ticket to Olam Haba. And he said that was, and he used to say this to people, this is your ticket to Olam Haba. A person follows the candle to 120. He basically is telling you almost like a promise. He said, you're going to get Olam Haba for this, for one thing for 3 minutes a day, you're going to get Olam Haba. A person learns it till 120, you will have Olam Haba. But anyway, she came, Rabbi Waxman said, you have to learn two halachas. So she said, you have to do it. And he said, let's wait till Rosh Hashanah, the new master. And finally, Baruch Hashem, he told me, I listened to my wife. And you'll see how special it was. So we started learning it. That night, it was the next night. He says, within 2-3 weeks, my wife was expecting. And he says like this, he didn't even want to tell me the next part, like it's mamish miracles. He says, there was a baby girl. I had many more kids after that. I won't say the numbers. He told me, I didn't want to say exactly, you might figure out. Many, Baruch Hashem, many children. And that daughter, right now, is married. We're already with kids. In other words, the bracha continues. It's not just one kid. A person thinks, oh, I learned Chavetz Chaim, I have a zechus to have a child. No, once the child happens, you can have many children. I think I had 6, 7. Baruch Hashem, a big mishpacha. A beautiful big mishpacha after 5 years and no children. Sometimes people think, oh, I got a yeshua. No, the yeshua continues. When you start learning two laws of Chavetz Chaim, I tell people the daily companion, the blue one, I showed pictures of it, or the other one from the Chavetz Chaim art scroll, you get bracha. And when you get bracha, your things in life is unreal. People ask me, how many stories, what type of stories? I have stories from every area, buying houses, saving so much money. But what really behind the scene happens, as I said before, is what happens is the person changes. I've said many, many times, once you make the move, what happened to the husband and wife? What's going on here? 5 years, nothing. They're davening. They're crying for children. Hashem, please give us children. And they're crying away with tefillahs and tehillim. What happened? Something was missing. A little piece. Once that piece was open, what was missing? A little move, 3 minutes a day. They started learning 2 weeks. How can it be 2 weeks? You have to make a change for a year, 2 years. Well, how can it be 2 weeks? They did everything for 5 years. And I said, I'll tell you what happened. What happened in those 2-3 weeks? What really happened? The first day they started, all of a sudden, they get a little push. And all of a sudden, hey, we can't say that. What? You didn't stop once? One time you stopped? It's a tremendous bracha. The Vilna Gaon says, that letter, famous letter in Geirus Hagoyim, you should look it up yourself. It's a letter that he wrote to his wife. Very powerful letter. Anybody never saw it? It's unreal. You should see it. They made it in English. They put it in the bookstores. You can buy it anywhere. But in the middle of the letter, he brings a medrash. That's, we don't even know where it is. The medrash, he brings, the Chafetz Chaim quotes it. The medrash says, if somebody stops saying Lashon Hara once in his life, not just Lashon Hara, anything bad, wrong, he closes his mouth, he goes, stop! That move, that action, no angel or creation can imagine the reward you're going to get in the next world. Can you imagine what he said? The Medrash says once. I mean, the person lives 100 years. And when he was 61, he was about to say something. 43, 21. He's about to say, it's not right. Hashem doesn't want. And you control. There's no way on this earth Hashem can pay you back in this earth. Can't imagine. If he gives you $1 billion for your whole life, live a very rich life, your whole life, everything from A to Z, it's not enough. Because he says it already, they can't imagine, nobody can imagine the reward you're going to get for that one act. So what happened to the husband and wife here? 2 weeks, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, what happened? 1, 2, maybe 10 times. 10? Once is enough to have children. Once is enough to have reward, endless reward. He did 10. I remember speaking in a ladies group once, I think it was about a year ago, I forgot my coat. I spoke Motzei Shabbos. Wednesday, I went to get my coat. The lady, a very firm, stark lady, she says to me, in the last 4 days, from Motzei Shabbos to Wednesday, what, 4 days, I stopped saying Lashon at least 10 times. Like that she could recall. Maybe much more. 10 times. We're talking about regular from. You're going to stop, not 10, hundreds of times. And one time is amazing. If you remember many, many, many months ago, I said this story over. Maybe I said it all the way back. But it's a story to remind you what one time does. You know, sometimes a person feels down. Oh, what did I accomplish? I'm so empty. I don't have mitzvahs. I have a million aveiros. I messed up. I said Lashon. I said... And all of a sudden, you say you did one action once, one day. And you're about to say, and you stopped. He says, do you know what you did? Whatever you did wrong, all those other, oh good. You put that aside for a second. You're a great person. I would get a bracha from you. If you could hold back that moment, yeah, I would get a bracha for anything. I think, and I would go. So the story was, this was already told to me a year and a half ago. I have it in my phone, the story. He's Baruch Hashem, he sent me the message, it's saved. It's a beautiful story. He told me that he was, his daughter was very sick. She was in a coma in Philadelphia Chop Hospital. And it was Sakonis Nefashis. He told me that the doctor said, I don't think your daughter's going to live. She was about 10 years old. I don't think your daughter's going to make it. And he told me he was driving, I think it was in Lakewood, and there was an Nisayin of Lashon Hara to say it. And he controlled himself. He did not say it. And he realized he did something special. He realized it. He turns to the Abish, he turns to Hashem. He says, Hashem, I closed my mouth. Open the mouth of my daughter in Philadelphia. And 10 minutes later, he gets a call from his wife. She's crying. She's crying. She woke up out of the coma. She's out of the coma. She's crying. It's a nace. I think it was months ago when the coma was very big, Sakana. And there was such a hysteria. And actually one person added, the pasuk in Mishlei, I think it is, Chaim umavis biyad aloshen, life and death in the hand of the tongue. He saved his daughter's life. And I actually said this story about 3 months later in Lakewood. It was about a year ago. I said the story over with a ladies' group, Baruch Hashem, to speak. And somebody, I said in the end of the shir, and all of a sudden a girl jumps up. It's me! I'm like, what? What? I heard the story from the father. All of a sudden the girl's right there. And actually I just went to Baruch Hashem, my chasa, and my daughter just, Baruch Hashem, recently got married. And the girl was there, and she sent a message, bro, tell her the girl of the story is here. So I went to say hello, she was there in the chasa also. And the girl, Baruch Hashem, healthy. Healthy, she could live till 120, could have 10 children and grandchildren from one action, once! One now, what is it, 10 seconds? In 10 seconds, he created a human being with children and grandchildren, a world, maybe in generations, could be thousands of people created by one move, one action. Could you imagine what you could accomplish in this world? You understand why Mashiach is going to come as a Shem, our generation? He says people are doing these things, Baruch Hashem, so many people. There's groups all over, Baruch Hashem. I'm hearing groups, many people are starting groups, and anybody who hears this recording, start your own group. You could start with 3 people. I have a story. I actually wrote it down. I was writing it down. An amazing story. Maybe next time I'll say all the details. I have a story that was said to me by somebody. He sent me the story. I didn't write it all down. He said to me, his father, Rachmano Litzlan, in Eretz Yisrael, was found unconscious on the floor. What happened was a Shabbos. They were trying to reach him. The family, after a couple of days, they realized something's not wrong. They pushed the door open. And they saw him on the floor, unconscious, semi-conscious. They right away rushed to the hospital. The doctor didn't look, it didn't sound good. Somebody, chas v'sham, a few days, it's life and death. And he told me he started a group learning Chofetz Chaim. Not so many people. He told me it was like 3 to 6 families that be a bunch of, like it doesn't seem like he has a small family. He started a small group. He says, right now, this happened many months ago, 5 months ago. He said, hopefully a different time, maybe I'll say all the details. 5 months ago, maybe, and Baruch Hashem, he's getting little by little. He's not totally recovered, but he's out of that big sakana, which is not normal. The doctors didn't have too much hope. Imagine a person unconscious for a few days, Rachmano Litzlan. And what happened here? The person made a little move, a few people joining the group. Isn't that amazing? So everybody who hears this recording, you can make your own group. You start and you have such zechusim. I spoke Sunday, Monday, I'm supposed to speak tonight and Wednesday. 4 nights in a row in different groups. Not so big, one is 10 people, one is a yeshiva with 60 or 70 people. But you could do the same thing. You could make a group and you could speak out the Daily Companion, the Blue Book, and you'll have so much zechusim. Do it for anybody. And Yeshua, I remember once, this is going back a little, about a year ago, somebody in my school, she says she works at the Kriya. She says, can you please speak in my neighborhood, about 50, 60 people, ladies, women will come to Chizik, somebody had a sickness. I said, okay. And this lady, her sister, came over to me. This is one of the stories, but it's amazing how it started. The lady's sister asked me, I told her I didn't have children for 4 years, and I told her to learn this blue book. 40 days later, was expecting I had a boy about 5 weeks ago, which I said in one of the recordings. But it's amazing. A group started. I was doing it for Yeshua, for somebody who was sick. And here, somebody had a child from it. A child, and there's not just many children. And if it happens 10 children, we're talking about thousands of descendants coming out from one mice, one action, one move. And when you say 40 days she found out, she's expecting, means she was expecting even, she found out. Could be it was 2-3 weeks also, like the other story. I have even now, even sometimes people in trouble. I have right now, I tell people, people call me up from all over about different yeshuas. Do it with somebody else. I see that constantly. I have right now, somebody told me this mice, it was a big, long story. I actually started writing, I rewrote it. He said to me, now he's married. He told me he was a bacher, he was younger. And he was a bacher, and he said he was driving. He told me he was driving, he did something illegal, and the police stopped him, he was in Howell. The police said right away, where are you going? Where's your registration and your license? He knew he was in trouble. He's going to get a ticket and everything. And he did wrong. He knew he did wrong. And while he was in the car and the police went to his car to give him a ticket, he told me, he sent him a message. He said, I had just finished learning the Chafetz Chaim, the 4 months. Just anybody doesn't know what I'm talking about is there's a 4 month when a person learns. Manasseh Sheba wrote a calendar. It takes 4 months to learn the whole book of Chafetz Chaim in English. It takes 4 months. He made it into 4 month calendar. And this man told me, at that time he was a bacher, he was before he was married, he said to me, I had just finished one round of 4 months. And I was thinking maybe I shouldn't start again. I wasn't sure if I should start again. Right then and there he told me, he was accepted upon himself, says, Hashem, I am accepting upon myself to start. It means he wasn't sure, maybe 50-50. But he just said that, in his mind, he said, I am accepting upon myself to learn the two laws of Chafetz Chaim. He said, the police, and he told me it was how police is usually very strict. He comes there, 1 minute later, and then maybe more, I forgot, he told me a short time later, comes over to me and says, okay, you can go. He couldn't believe it. Go? What happened? He took his car, started driving. What? What just happened? He said, that is a miracle. That Hashem could take the brain of the police, and I did wrong. I admit I was wrong. He was totally 100% wrong. And he said, you can go? He says, yeah. When you accept upon yourself to do something special, life-changing, Hashem will open the gates that even the police that's supposed to give you a ticket, doesn't give you a ticket. I have even another one. This was even a bigger story. It was an unreal story. The guy told me, he said when he was a kid, young, he was like a wild driver. He wasn't doing things right. And he said one time he was doing something crazy, driving very fast. The police car stops him. He says, you're going to get to all the problems. And he also heard about learning it, and we shouldn't do this for this reason. But he said, I mean, I wasn't a smart kid at that time, but I knew there's a chutz of Lashon Hara is very powerful. And the end result, the police gave him a small ticket. And he said, yeah, the bracha you have. Now, the person should not rely on this. He should say, oh, I'll do something wrong. No, that's an aveira. The Eibush doesn't like that. But once you're in that matzav, let's say it's not your fault, you're in that matzav, you do a little maisa, action. I have a cute thing right now. Now today's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Eibush should redeem us this month, Be'ez Hashem. We have mamish 30 days to get the Mashiach. Everybody should learn Chofetz Chaim, get the whole world to learn this month. We can mamish bring the Geula. Mamish bring Mashiach, Be'ez Hashem. He says, and I have, the story behind my daughter, I remind everybody, my daughter just got married. With Hashem's chesed. 27 days before she got married, I gave the books to somebody. His name was Kesed. I said the story over. And he started to learn with his chavrusa. His chavrusa got engaged to my daughter 27 days later. And then he himself got engaged 40 days later to my neighbor's daughter. And their wedding's coming up. But I've said this for a reason. During that period of time, it was about 3 months, 3.5 months. There were two families. It's amazing. My wife couldn't believe the second part. He says, two families, two different families. One was somebody that I knew in the cheder. He's a Rebbe. And he reminded me, I actually forgot a little bit, that he had come to me when my daughter got engaged, which was about 3.5 months ago. And he said, we need a shidduchim for our daughter. I think a few daughters. I told him, how are you doing it? I said, right now. Do it together. They reminded me, they said, let's do it together. So the sisters, the three sisters, they did it together. The parents were mechazik. He said, I wasn't so perfect, but once I decided I'm going to do it very strong. And get ready for this. They just had the vort this past week. I went there. And they were so excited. They were more excited than me. They were saying, it's amazing. Rabbi Menashe, we listened to you. We follow what you said. Mamish, 4 months. Less than 4 months, 3.5 months. And at the same time, get ready for this. It was on Monday night. Today was Sunday night. Sunday night was this. Get ready for this. Today's Tuesday. Monday night, my wife tells me, oh, there's another. I'm going to abort. And then all of a sudden, she tells me the name. And things come back to me. Wait a second. he also told me a story. And I remembered also around the time of when my daughter got engaged, maybe a little before. I had pushed him to learn it. And he told me he also did it with his wife. I don't know if it's the same thing. It was amazing. And then Monday was the lavort on his daughter, his son. Sorry, the first one was the daughter's son. And I couldn't believe it. In 2 days back to back, I had spoken to both families about 3-4 months before. The second one, I'm going to find out if it's exactly 4 months. The first one was about 3.5 months ago. And both did similar ideas and both got engaged about 4 months later. And people ask me, why 4 months? Why 40 days? 4 months is a chus because you did one cycle. But it's not always 4 months. It's not always 40 days. I have people call me up. Oh, Menashe, I did it for 40 days. It didn't go. It's not always. Sometimes 10 months, a year. By me, Bli and her, in the last 6 years, I've had... Kemat have 585 stories, all of them within a year is maybe 580. Kemat 90-95% is within a year, but sometimes 10 months, 60 months. But the most important thing is a person changes. I actually went to a simcha, Sheva Brochus, this past week, and all of a sudden the husband and wife stare with the baby. Now I just point to me, oh! And the father's smiling. What was the story? This is an old story from already a year ago. And what was the story with this? I had told this husband and wife. They didn't have children. They told me it was 9 years. I used to say 10. They corrected, the wife corrected me there. She said, you see this little girl? I really want to say the name. I'm not going to say the name because maybe go all over the world and they're going to know who it is. But this girl, she told me the name of the girl. I said, this is the baby girl of the Chafetz Chaim. I had told the parents to learn the Blue Book Daily Companion. They did not have children. I thought it was 10 years, but yesterday, the other day they corrected me. It was 9. And a baby girl, beautiful, very nice, beautiful, healthy girl was born. 2 months after they started, the baby was expecting. She found out. She told me in the phone. I found out. I was expecting in the end of August. And that was already end of August. How many months later? It was 6 months, 7 months later. It was a baby. This was already last year. And Baruch Hashem, a baby girl was born. And this happens consists so many times. I have about 25 stories of people that have children or stopped having children. Baruch, like the other lady, even the problems happen. And you have so much zechus. You put a little effort. Person puts a little effort. You have tremendous, tremendous Baruch. I want to read to you a quote. I actually wrote it. I now start people, a lot of people call me up with stories. I have stories left and right. Sometimes I can't keep up to the stories. I forget a few on the way. So really there's much more because I can't write. Sometimes the story is not as spectacular. I don't write it. But this one I wrote it. It's a nice story. I have to thank you. This was a quote of somebody that wrote it to me last month, March 10th. I have to thank you for your article. I wrote it in one place. I got inspired, she writes, and started learning it as a zechus for my 28-year-old single sister-in-law. Baruch Hashem, she got engaged this week. I finished the first round 3 weeks ago, which means 4 months and 3 weeks. She only did it, she did it for her. I don't even know if she did it with somebody else. That means, a lot of people ask me, is it for sure? I don't know. But I have so many stories of people doing it. Somebody in the Cheder told me, I remember him and his cousin did it, for a cousin, a girl cousin, 7 years, didn't have children, and within 4 months she was expecting. There's bracha. The Ebishter says, call Yisrael, Rebim Zelazah. What does that mean? Every Jew is connected to other Jews. Every year around is connected to the whole Klal Yisrael. So when you start learning it, you cause bracha to other people. And the bracha continues, and you have zechusim in your family and others also. I remember one Rebbe told me, he said he made a group of five Rebbes for somebody who has a 28-year-old daughter. I said in one of the recordings. And he told me that Baruch Hashem, the 28-year-old, got engaged, but every one of those Rebbes that year, they had a simcha, one of their kids were engaged. They did it for the 28-year-old, and the 28-year-old got engaged, but every one, Hashem said, I'm going to give you a bracha. You cause bracha in this way. And I tell people now, a big message, especially now. We're now holding mamish, like I said, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. In a few more hours. This is the month, if you look around the world is mamish scary, chaos. There's countries with each other. There's Russia, there's China, there's the whole world. And there's a war going out right now. And there's captives that are, Rahman al son, about 100 mamish gehenim they're going through. And the whole world, and there's an earthquake happened the other week. And the bridge fell apart. These, so many things, Hashem, and the cliffs we just had the other day. It's all happening at the same time. The Eibush is saying, my children, I want to bring you home. I'm just awakening. I want the littlest iris. And I told the Olam, the little zechus, a person starts learning it, it changes lives. And the more people that do it, the more bracha you're going to have in life. Bracha in your children, bracha. And I tell this, and I'll say, Berabim, and ask anybody who listens, hopefully this goes all over the world, Be'ez Hashem, anybody who's doing it 20 years, go over to them. They do it when the little children are young. Ask them, how are your kids? They all have siyata d'shmaya. And start when they're young. If they're older, sometimes it's harder. But when you're younger and you change, the kids watch you. People love when I say this line, and I'll say it to everybody. It's such a beautiful line. When a husband and wife learns it, or if somebody's not married, you learn it with somebody else, what happens? All around you, the world changes. Let's say the husband's friends, relatives, neighbors. One person told me this, Geller, he said to me, husband, friends, neighbors, relatives, wife's friends, neighbors, relatives, the children, the cousins, of my neighbors. You're changing not two people. You're changing a whole world. When the whole world changes, because so many people come out of that. As one example, was one of the stories I had told with somebody, I spoke to one person. That person, I'll say his name, David Naim Berabim. He's a brother of some of my principal. I just was talking to him. I didn't even know his brother lives in Far Rockaway. He inspired somebody else to learn with him that needed a shidduch, was 33. Got engaged 3 months later. Has his own group. I don't know if it's still how many now, but this was about 5 months ago. He told me, he said, I have 197 people in my group. That's Ma'ur, and he's giving the group himself. He got to Yeshua and he's giving it to others. And who knows how many thousands of people are getting affected from one person spreading to all over. And you could do the same thing. Avraham Avinu did this. What do you think he did? How did he make people follow Hashem? What did he do? There was no phones, no cell phones, no computers, no messages, no telegrams, nothing. You know what he did? He knocked on people's doors. Hello? Yes. And he had to have discussion. And who knows how many people fought him back. No, I'm not listening. He didn't get 100% success. It's still hard. He has to convince them. He would change. He had thousands of talmidim by going around and other people. You could do the same thing. Everybody could say, my friend, my neighbor. I have a wife, has a friend, has a work. Somebody's a Rebbe. Whoever's a Rebbe listens to this. Your class. You can get your school. Yes. There are people getting other people's classes, and one you could spend a camp. Somebody has a camp. He has a sleepaway camp. You can order 800 kids and 800 parents. You can get thousands and thousands of people. Get millions of words. Stop the Lashon Hara. The Mashiach will come. Punch it. I heard this from one Rebbetzin, another Rav's wife. They said the same thing. This is going to be Gula. Rael Yibrudni said this a couple years ago. A Bacher told me, and I said it over before. He asked him who's learning it, and they were giving a little shir. And a lot of Bacher raised their hand. We were learning it. He says, this is going to bring Mashiach. That's it. That's all what's missing. A person makes a little move, and mamish changed lives. A little move, how long does it take? 3 minutes. People say, wow, but I have to make a move. Yeah, I sometimes see a person, yeah, a little move, 3 minutes, and your life is a better life. Everybody will have a much, much better life with a little move. This is also a story I was going to read from. It's a nice story. A husband called me up, and he told me that he and his wife were learning it. But it wasn't perfect. This is also important. Sometimes a person says, oh, I need a little more chizik. But you're learning it. You miss a day here, you miss a day, man. And we all like that. But when you need it, it's a chus. So what happened was, after 20 weeks, he didn't tell me what happened, but Rachman Alitzan, the doctor, said there's something wrong. There was something scary with the baby. So you know what they did? They decided to strengthen themselves and machazik themselves and not miss a day. And Baruch Hashem, the baby was born perfectly healthy. That reminded me of another story. Also, this was a weird... Also, I think I said it once. I met the husband. He told me... The husband told me, he said to me, that his wife was expecting a child. I think it was the first child. And when he went to get checked, the doctor said, very bad. You might need, it doesn't look like the baby is going to be Mekayim. And he got very scared. And he told his wife, you know what we're going to do? We're going to learn a book on Lashon. I think it was Guard Your Tongue. I think that was the one he used. It was the English from Rabbi Pliskin. He said to me, he decided, was there a smart move? He said, I'm going to use a different doctor. I now started learning it. I'm not going back to that doctor. He said, I'll go to a different doctor that deals with births. I'll go to a new change. He told me, amazing. After he started learning, I don't know, maybe it was a few days, he went to the other doctor, and the doctor checked him, perfect baby. He had the baby, not even one problem. The other doctor says it looks very bad. Sakana for the baby, we have to. And all of a sudden, how many days? Yeah, one day, 3 days. And I have many, many, Baruch Hashem, many stories. The most stories I have is in Shidduchim. I have come out, everybody, so many people call me up with Shidduchim left and right of stories. And a person starts learning it, you mamish have tremendous bracha. A little move, a person could have tremendous things. And I'm going to start ending this. Just point is that I want to say a story. I Baruch Hashem, speaking in turn to turn, many, many, many recordings. I said this once or twice, but now it's the Zman to say the story. This story is so amazing, and it's true. And I heard it firsthand, and I want to bring it out a point from it. It's with Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, Zeichet Tzad Bracha. And he himself used to say, after Nisan was over, he would feel bad. Mashiach was supposed to come Nisan. It says, Nisan, Megalu, we will redeem the Nisan, we're going to in the future be redeemed in Nisan, this month! So Moshe used to feel bad, but now it just started. Everybody was listening to the recording. Now is the time to mechazer. Don't say, oh, next month. I don't want next month. The next month, hopefully, will be in Yerushalayim. This is the next 30 days we have. We mamish have a little time. We can make worlds of changes. We can go out and make hundreds and thousands and just make a little move. And this is the story I'll tell you. It's an unbelievable story. I said it a couple of times, and actually, wherever I speak, I think 90% of the time I try to end off with the story. It's unbelievable. And if you don't believe the story, get asked for Simcha Bunim Cohen himself. He's a Rav in Ateres Yeshaya. He wrote many books. He's very famous. Everywhere I speak, everybody heard of him. He's heard of all over. He was and is or whatever, a Talmud of Rav Moshe Feinstein Zeichet Tzad Bracha. One of the Gedolim of the generation before, one of the giants of giants. He was the Mamish, the Gadol Hador in America. Paskin, he wrote so many from, he was Mamish famous. But even people didn't know that he had also Ruach HaKodesh, not people all, they don't hear. But this story is unbelievable. He said, he was about 45 years ago, I'm guessing 50 years ago, maybe now, 45, 50 years ago. He was sort of, Moshe was in thought. And he was always besimcha. He said Moshe was a simcha. And he said something to him. He turned to Simcha Bonakom. I don't know if he was a bocher at that time, he was married. He said to him, Mashiach was about to come just now. And because of two groups, they had a machlekes, and they had arguments for two groups, Mashiach didn't come. Because of two groups, Mashiach didn't come. And Rav Simcha Bonakom asks him, could the Rebbe tell me, Rosh Hashiva, tell me the names? It's not Lashon Hara. I want to make shalom. And he said, so he says, you try. He told him the names. He called Rav Nosson Wachvogel. And he says, Rav Nosson, Moshe said, Mashiach was supposed to come today. The only reason why he didn't come today were two groups that had machlekes. They were saying Lashon Hara and Rechilas and Be'er Talk. And because of these two groups, Mashiach didn't come. So Rav Nosson says, I'll take care of it. He took the two groups. Now, I actually heard this story from somebody else, and I met Rav Simcha Bonim Cohen in the street, walking, taking a walk, and I asked him, is this story true? He told me it's true, except for this point. He said, I thought they made shalom. I told Rav Simcha Bonim, Rav Simcha Bonim says, no. What happened was, I went, there was nothing tried, got the two groups together, probably wasn't so big, and he gave them Musa Mechazidem, and they were not willing to make shalom. They were not willing to make peace. And it was bothering. Nasser was trying, but they didn't. And he came to me, told me, I'm trying. And I went back to Moshe Feinstein. Someone said to me, he went back to Moshe Feinstein. He said, we are trying. And Moshe said something very, very powerful. And that's the message for us today. He said, even if they make shalom now, it's too late. There was a time in the world with billions of people and billions out of the whole universe from one side of the earth to the other. Every point of the world, there was enough zechus for Klal Yisrael, Mashiach would have came. We would have had the third base of Mikdash. The Shofar would have blew. We would have had Mamish Geula. We would have been in Yerushalayim. And because of these two groups, we have to wait for the next moment of time. So that's what Moshe said. I'm now adding a very powerful point. He says, we went through so many things in the years. There's much more Torah than it was at that time. Today, the yeshivas are flourishing. There's thousands and there's this. Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael is mullah yeshivas much more than it was 45 years ago. There's chesed all over. There's so much tefillah. There's tefillah. We need one moment. We need a moment. We didn't get it yet. We need one moment in time that there's a nagzuchus, the mouth, and it's not so far away. Because you have to remember that Hashem's midah tov is 500 times better than midah ra. That means, what it means is that when Hashem does something, somebody does something good, the reward is 500 times greater than when Hashem punishes. So if a person holds back in today's generation, where the people could talk in cell phones, you could send messages to thousands of people in a second, and you don't! You didn't just do one mitzvah. You did thousands and maybe even millions. Because all what you could have done, you didn't do. So Hashem says, my child, you would have got 500,000 averus. Now 500,000 times 500, you do the math. That's massive. So today's generation right now, in this Nissan, we're not far. I'm sure if you would look up in Shemayim, if we would be able to see what's going on, we would go nuts. We'd go, what? That close? Just move. One more move. Just get that move. But we're missing that move. We need it. Make the final move. And once we have it, it comes. We have Nisan already. We have all the Simonim of Mashiach from the Gemara. We have with Gidoilim Tzaddikim saying that it's very close. Chavetz Chaim said, when somebody once asked him, he said, by his grandson, he says, is it going to come? He said, Avad. He said it very strong that in his grandchildren's generations, we're mamish holding by every Simon there. We're just missing that one moment. And we need everybody who listens to this, we need you to go out and machazik others, get that one moment. Once we get that moment, the Mashiach will come. The Geula will come. The Beis HaMikdash will be built. The third one, the final one, will be built by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself in one moment. It doesn't take much. Not being built by humans. And we need you. One move. What? For 3 minutes? I can make Mashiach come? Yes. You. Even one person. I only need one person. Once we get that one person, think about what happened 45 years ago where Moshe was just, how many people? 80 people? We have one person who can do wonders. And Be'ez Hashem, everybody who hears this recording, This is it. I don't have to give any more recordings because of the good thing. And Mashiach will come. I'll give the recording in Eretz Yisrael. No problem. We'll give a different type of drasha, different type of speech about how beautiful HaKadosh Baruch Hu is redeeming us, how the Geula is coming. And now with all the Simonim and the Gedolim talking to us and telling us things about, just recently I heard the other day, one of the big tzaddikim is talking about the Shemiras HaLashon is what's missing. But it's Pasha with Moshe. Moshe was the other Gadol from 2 generations ago. And he said, we just need one moment. What do we have to look around now? We know what's needed. So all we need to do is start. Don't wait. And if everybody who lives in Quran is, I'm already learning it. I've been doing it for years. Yeah, but you could do more. There's no end. I learned this myself. There's no end what you can do. You can mechazik this. You can mechazik schools. You can mechazik people, friends. But as Hashem, the Eibishter will see what all His children are doing. And they want the Geula. And the Eibishter will say, my children, it's Nisan. I promised you. I redeemed you, Nisan. And now this year, Be'ez Hashem, the Eibishter will say, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my children, I'm going to redeem you. And we'll be Zeiche to Mashiach, B'mheir B'yameinu, this month, total redemption, and be Yerushalayim, Be'ez Hashem, B'mheir B'yameinu, Amen. Don't forget to hit the follow button and share with others. Do it now. And Be'ez Hashem, we should all have Geula to everybody.
You've just experienced another Torah class.